So as far as I'm concerned, I'm ready to get to work, and...
Good.
We'll see.
Are we adjourned then?
Do we address buildings, structure, et cetera, et cetera?
As far as the liabilities that...
Assets and liabilities.
There is a, if you look here at number two, it gets into that a little bit.
Right.
But we don't get into the issue that was raised, at least by the former fire chief, Creasy, about the lack of space over at headquarters right now, and where would they house the units if they want to bring them in-house, where they do the maintenance, so on and so forth. That I didn't see within the document anywhere.
Because I think, you know, public outreach, if you're going to sell this to the public, they're going to want to see the benefit of this, and I think in our report, this is what you're saying, Greg, that it's going to be more effective, response time, better training, et cetera. We have a paramedic, we have a paramedic EMT full-time. They're housed together with the cross-training. They're closer to where the bulk of the calls are. We need to be able to sell this to the public.
Yeah. So if you look at number five, I tried to put that in there. Again, this was just me just typing one night going,
okay.
And not trying to tell them how to do it, but that basically says they will be... It basically says that the staff that they have will have to be duly qualified as firefighter, paramedic, or firefighter EMTs, and that they staff and respond from a station on a 24/7 basis. That is...
Hey, George.
That's a significant change in the organization.
But we're not going to make a recommendation of the old building to sell it to us.
Nothing. About the old building is that, you know, there's a bond. The bond will be voided.
That is actually within number two there. It actually talks about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. And you know, those will be the things that are in front of them to work through. But, yeah. Because they have seven buildings.
District 3?
Eight
is Pearl has a shed at the designated. Just to point that out.
It's a nice shed. It's a nice shed.
Listen, stop point.
It's a very nice shed.
It's a good looking. I always love good looking sheds. I got a whole roll of film. You want to see my shed?
That's another chapter.
Okay.
Sheds I've known in love.
What? And stuff like that, that can go at the back of the report, but it'll be there for reference. You don't have to do anything. We can extract it automatically from the document, but just so you know, I think that's important.
I think it's still important that this group write that first chapter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when they've, you know, but she might be able to give you guys some suggestions about how to start framing that in terms of organization, and can proofread it. I think maybe she has more leeway than I do with that chapter as an employee, but I can help more with the rest of it. That's my take on it. But I don't want to get into writing that first chapter still.
I understand that. Mm-hmm.
It does change it for me. I mean,
right. No, yeah. That's good. That's a good observation.
But you guys, you know, at some point, you know, that chapter does need to get written.
We have a start on it, I guess.
And you have a good start on it. You do. You do. So
for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you may have seen that.
Yeah.
Anything else, Carl?
No, not just now.
Well, perfect. Okay. So you and Nathan will get together next week, maybe more weeks, and refreshed.
And we'll see how this first get together goes, what we get accomplished, mm-hmm. and it will be critical to keep all of you guys current with what we're doing. And how often we do that will depend on how much work we get done in a short time.
So can you define then what exactly Karin and I are doing next week? Are we...
I'm meeting with you for a preliminary meeting, preferably on Monday. Lovely to make it 1:30 Monday afternoon. And we're going to sit down and we're going to say, okay, what about this and this and this and this?
Okay.
And we're going to start with the broad picture. What are we trying to do here? We're going to ask ourselves some hard questions, and then we'll see where we're at.
Okay. So we're not writing, but we're going to go over the organization.
No, I think we need to think first.
Okay.
And identify the typical reader. Identify what information has to be in really visible, easily accessible, that sort of thing, and what information can go into subsequent chapters as
reference, almost
reference work or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if we can wrap our heads around that, we will have accomplished a great deal. George, are you okay with what you've heard since you came in?
Yeah, but I haven't heard quite a bit since I missed whatever the first half hour was about. So sorry to be late. The only comment that I was going to bring to this discussion about the document is I think we need a chapter, if we haven't talked about it, on licensing.
On licensing?
Yeah.
You went to the meeting.
Sorry, but after yesterday's meeting is a bigger issue than I realized.
You guys, that's something that you guys...
We need to talk about that. We need to, you know, get our heads around it.
It's not for me to
just... No, not for you. I'm just throwing it into the document. There's a thought. So that's something we need to think about.
We pretty much decided to remove the present day service chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So we could throw in a licensing chapter.
Licensing issues are going to be bigger than
licensing.
Think, and it's also kind of got a timetable to it.
Yeah.
That might be of interest. So, anyway, other than that, no, I don't have any problem with you guys thinking. That's a good idea. Okay. Let's start with that before we get too far. If there's something more that we need to do, I guess.
You need to write the first chapter.
Yeah, I need to write the first chapter, is that what I hear?
Rick brought up an issue that really we should really kind of focus on our recommendations tonight.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And boil it down as much as we can, mm-hmm. because otherwise everything else kind of gets bogged down behind that.
Sure.
I think that's appropriate.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. So Chuck, I'll turn the meeting back over to you.
Excellent. We're adjourned. No.
Works for me.
I doubt that somehow.
I like him much better than I do you. You want to work. I like where he's going. Amita added, and I think we ought to stop off for beer. I'd have kissed you.
Speak for yourself. I want to stay all night. I'm full of it.
You can. You know what? It can be optional, you know?
Maybe Mark and Nathan.
Yeah.
Have a good time. We'll be down the pub. You know?
And just make certain that you can make 1:30 on Monday.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Well, we started the beginnings of this discussion. I mean, we touched on the MOU Outer Islands issue as a way of saying we're kind of, there are issues that we want to make recommendations generally about, but we can't really get into extensive detail on, and we don't want to bog anybody down or box anybody in any corners. But as we make this recommendation, we're going to be making a recommendation that starts to lay out not only just the words, we recommend that the following happens, but what are the principles behind that recommendation? And I don't know, Rick, you framed it up, or maybe Mark, you were framing it up as we were starting to talk about chapter one and making recommendations about what those seven
right.
principal areas.
So I think what Mark said was, here's our recommendation, and then here's our conditions of success of in and around those recommendations that need to be followed, but that there is a lot of detail that needs to be worked out. And probably the Outer Islands is a detail issue that needs to be worked out beyond what we're going to be able to scope out. And, you know, quite frankly, licensure is too. I mean, having gone through the licensure process, it's actually not all that laborious. But those kinds of things, you know, they'll have to step through at the time because, you know, at the time might be a year from now and they may even have different regulation in and around it to some degree. So while we can, you know, say that's going to be a element that you're going to have to deal with, it's still something that you'll have to deal with at some point. You know, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I asked, so what is our recommendation? And then, you know, I kind of fogged the area up a little bit. But I think, at least I know for me, I'm a lot clearer. And I think we need to go through and really, George, what I said is we should be able to walk away from here tonight. If somebody would ask us tomorrow, what is the CAG recommending? I'd like to think the five of us are real close. And we know what those recommendations would be. Because otherwise, if we're not, I feel like we're not going to make the 31st.
Well, I'd like to think that we are. But I recognize, too, that there may be some options, some divergent paths along the way. That the recommendation is this, or possibly if you choose that.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be, it's not quite so simple as there's this, 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 and this, and all those should be done, and that's all we recommend. So it's going to be in there. So this and this, and of course, if you want to, you should do that, but you could also do that.
You know, and absolutely, that would be, that, in my estimation, is then a ranking order.
Mm-hmm. We can even say, our preference would be this, but you could choose to do that.
Right, and so we could even put that as a ranking, mm-hmm. Yeah.
How we articulate that, I don't know. But yeah. I mean, that, yeah. I think, is the only thing that might muddy the water if we get to the point where we can all agree.
But I'd like to articulate that tonight the greatest degree that we've got clarity so that that we could be here all night. Did I hear you say that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, sure. I'm looking at y'all.
Well, is that what's left for the agenda? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I think that's fundamentally what we need to accomplish.
Yeah, I will say that I gave Nathan, so there is a file, wherever Nathan put it, of the financial comparisons between Orcus, EMS, and fire. And it runs down all the wages and so forth. And then off to the side of the three that you'll see on the one page, there's an expense page, or there's an income page, and then there's an expense page. And on the expense page, kind of off on the right-hand side, I didn't make it as pretty because I was actually just finalizing the detail, gives the number of people that they employ in each one of the organizations, gives the number of buildings, gives the number of vehicles, and so forth, just to kind of make an appreciation of, you know, where they might have to go from the big pieces. Which, interestingly enough, Orcus has 12 full-time employees. Between EMS and fire, there's 18. So there's 6 additional. When you look at the buildings, Orcus has 7 buildings, fire has 7 buildings, and EMS has 1 building. When you look at the vehicles, or when you look at the volunteers, there's 31 volunteers, if memory serves me right, in EMS. There's 50, either 2 or 7 in fire, and there's between 55 and 60 in Orcus. So when you consolidate the fire and EMS, there's probably about 70 volunteers. And the interesting thing about that is that there's about $450,000, almost $500,000 of just stipend money when the two budgets come together for volunteers outside of paid.
And can you remind me, Rick, are any of the Orcas staff union?
No.
Yes.
They are union?
The staff.
Orcas?
Yeah, paramedics and so forth.
The Orcas paramedics are union?
Yeah.
Just paramedics, nobody on the fireside, do you know?
No, I would assume they're battalion chief. They're captains, they have one captain, three lieutenants, and four battalion chiefs, and I think they're all union, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they and Lopez are in a different union than San Juan is.
Yeah. On the paramedic side?
On the organization side.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But different EMS union, right. They're part of something down the road in Oak Harbor or something, and Lopez and Orcas are part of another one.
Got it.
So they have a different CBA. So volunteers, when you look at, again, buildings, almost identical. When you look at apparatus, they both have seven engines. One has two tenders, one has three water tenders. But on the other side, one has three bush trucks, and another one has two bush trucks. Here, the big difference is there's one ladder truck, and there's one other vehicle. And other than that, the fire apparatuses are almost identical from island to island. On ambulances, they have four here. Scott has three. But he's actually looking to get a new one. What he does with that other one, he doesn't. So when you look at it from a vehicle standpoint, almost identical. Oh, and the command cars, fire has four command cars. EMS, I think, has either three or four sprint cars. And then Orcas, I think, has three. It's very close. And age-wise, they're almost kind of in the same way, anywhere from 97 to 2015. And so forth, and so value wise they're kind of running the same to do a budget comparative. So those things are kind of on the side if you want to take a look at it. And it has the names like assistant chief, three administrators, one administrator, one this and that and so forth. So it kind of gives you that. And then is there any chance, George, that your wife could do a 2018 actuals like she did the 2014 through 2018 year to date, because it wasn't quite finished? And the one thing I've noticed is that their budgets were exceeding their actuals to almost all the organizations. I don't know about Scott's because I don't know his actual because he's not on the county.
Yeah,
he was. But about $200,000 or $300,000. It was interesting on how they budget versus how they actually run actuals, which that's enough to make a difference in the recommendations, because I'm measuring budgets right now, but their actuals are actually not up to where the budgets are. So,
what kind of timetable do you have in mind for that?
Well, you have.
I mean, she can. The answer is she can do it, but she's out of town right now working on taxes for a private client of hers who flies her to Hawaii every year for a week to work on their taxes.
Oh, very cool. Good for her.
I know. And then next week when she gets back, she's got the first few days she's in Olympia.
Whenever she can get it.
So it would be at least a week from today, maybe longer, before she'd even start.
All it needs is the 18. I've already done all of the.
Depending on when you want it, the answer is yeah, she could do it. But if you wanted it sooner, she'd have to have somebody in the office doing it.
If it could be done, the sooner that I get it, I'm trying to work with some folks to really get mm-hmm. good numbers and good recommendations that's really livable at the end of the day.
Sure.
And so one of the things is that their budgets aren't quite measuring up to what their actuals are. So if there's, you know, if they build fluff in the budget, then, you know, there could be or not, you know.
And is that a lag necessarily because of any structural issue as far as when revenue?
No, because actuals are, I mean, the actuals are the actuals, yeah. And at least comparative to where the budgets were, their 18s, you know, doesn't. And most people do. Most people inflate their budgets. Yeah. I mean, that's not uncommon, so that you know you can live to it. When I was in business, we just had a CFO that budget was your life and death. Mm-hmm. And if you were 2 or 3 points over or under, you better be explaining why you weren't a better forecaster than what you were, because that's how I measured you each and every freaking month, mm-hmm. was by that document. So,
So you just want with finalized numbers, some reports?
I really need Fire 3 and EMS. Fire 4 I'd love to get, but Fire 3, EMS, I don't need it for 18. I don't need it for 14, 15, 16, 17, because they were just, I just need it for 18. And that way then I can look at their actuals compared to what their 2019 budget was. I mean, I know they added two people in EMS, but the reality is much more than that. There shouldn't have been an inflated amount. And if they are, I know the columns well enough to know why. But like I said, when you look at it, I mean, there's over $400,000 just in volunteer stipends to pay out. And so if you're looking, and so if you measure and say, okay, well, I want to increase my FTE count, or at least I want to hold a higher FTE count, then the reality is those full-time people should be offsetting volunteer utilization, which means that does the money, you know, come out of an individual's placeholder, does it come out of the volunteer type of thing, just to get a realistic appreciation. And so hopefully then I'll have more detail on what maybe a budget profile would look like at next Wednesday.
That's great.
Yeah.
So back to creating this recommendation. I mean, the point that you raised, George, is interesting because there's not necessarily a direct single line path here. There are a couple of branch off options, but maybe we should just try to work through our main core recommendation and find out where.
I think we start down the path, and if we branch two options, we have to branch to some options.
Right. So if you look at the work that Mark started to do, it really kind of begins this process.
Yeah, somebody else had started it. I just added in 3 through 6. So the 1 and 2 was already there.
Yeah.
And so 1 to me is, that's the recommendation. Everything else underneath it is
the mechanics or the
mechanics and
process.
Or the expectations or the process we expect to as part of that. And so do you need a version?
Yeah, I need a version.
This came around at one point, didn't it? So we should have.
No, borrowed that back from the 600. It didn't. Not that I'm aware of. This came out of Google Docs.
Yeah.
But didn't we all get a copy of this at one point? I have this sense that I've had it before.
I don't know, George. I could go right into Google Docs and get it. I mean, I don't know. I was reading it right from the...
It's just easier to read. Rick's converting his whole life into Google Docs. He's coming home.
I'm glad at least something came out of this. At the end of the day, we can at least point to that.
Oh, yeah.
Rick understands
Rick
Google Docs.
Rick finally can get into Google Docs. There's no stopping it.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
And Dan, you got in as well, didn't you?
Okay, yeah.
To the Google Docs online?
Yeah, I'm using it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's made comments and stuff in there, so.
It's kind of scary, actually.
Well, so we have our core recommendation, which is bullet point 1. And are we all fundamentally in agreement with that recommendation? What
point,
do we need to
point 1
with
you're
it?
Talking about?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I don't have a problem with point number 2, either A or B.
Right.
So, so tell me the pathway. So we recommend that EMS and fire do a consolidation, okay? And how they choose to consolidate what is that pathway that we recommend to get to the end point?
Well, that's what the next points are about. I mean, the first point is the goal. The second one starts with, okay, governance transfers, assets transfer, the levy either is replaced with a new levy or just the lid lift. I mean, those are how you do what number one says we want to do.
Right, but that's going to happen. I mean, governance as well as personal assets transfer, that's like step 10.
Okay, what's step two?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm asking you. What's step two if that's...
I mean, I'm still a little unclear, George, and this is where you really were laying it out, is what is the pathway to allow them? Because they don't have a pathway right now to merge. So what's the, or consolidate. So what's the pathway that has to get them to being able to actually do this? Because there's some votes that has to happen, right?
So there's some regulatory issues.
Right.
Right. There's some financial issues as far as being able to either utilize the existing levy structure or change the levy structure.
So what's our recommendation?
Well, I think what we recommended was...
So then I think you got to add to this. So you overhear that number three basically says that the town and the fire district need to move with annexation, move forward with annexation, because you get the boundaries on the same word. You have another one that basically says fire should do a levy lid lift
right.
to increase it. I mean, so we need to add to it, is what you're saying. And I agree with you.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to get, because this doesn't substantiate our recommendation. We're really just designing the path. And so that's kind of, and that this is more, some of this is you're going to get a better response. That's the reason why you're doing it. But
no,
the
this,
fact,
goes, this goes beyond that. This basically says if you're going to merge, you're looking at five now. If we feel consolidation is important, but only if you do the operational.
Okay, so this is so one of the conditions.
That's what I would say. Yeah.
So we just need to wordsmith this.
Yeah. So what is the pathway? What's a condition? And what is the what is the substantiating recommendation or the supporting information that supports number one? So there's a path. Yeah, that's how this goes. Then there's a reasons why we chose this, and then there's conditions based on doing that. Is that how?
Yeah, I'm not sure how we would structure that in a document, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, to me, it's kind of like three things. And so number one, or number three, the town of Friday Harbor, number one, as George said, is what we have to, is kind of the pathway. So governance,
So it's just reorganizing this into potentially those three buckets.
So number one is the overarching recommendation.
Right.
And then from there you have, to achieve this, here's our recommended pathway that you annex the town into the district, that you do a levy lid lift for fire, and the hospital district requests zero on their levy. Boom, boom, boom. So that's the pathway to get them to fire to take over EMS levy portion and the funding portion. And our conditions are that you maintain level of service in the Outer Islands, that the operation needs to go to 24/7 response out of a station, that you design metrics and report on those metrics, and here are the metrics you need to report on. They're reported monthly to the fire commission, and they need to be reported annually to the consumers. One thing we talked about for the pathway, we talked about having a five-member commission, so that'd be one of the pathways. So, and then some of the operational
that'd
stuff.
That'd be a condition, is that we recommend that.
And but it'd also be a pathway
of how to get there.
But it could be, I mean, that's where some of these are going to be crossing lines.
Okay.
The explanation as to how to do this from a mechanical perspective with a lot of different permutations are pretty well covered in that levy chapter and the elections chapter. And you can more or less say, you know,
refer to chapter three. I don't think you want to write all this stuff into the recommendations chapter. I mean, yeah, it's great, but no.
I'm just trying to understand it ourselves.
That's fine.
I'm trying.
We can do that.
And I think it's important for Karen too, because what we're trying to say is, so everything that follows this isn't necessarily just reference work and background work, right? I mean, to this instance, we would be making a recommendation with a condition and saying, the process to do this is identified in this chapter. So it almost kind of bifurcates some of the stuff behind it into, you know, we have a whole host of background information and things that we've done, which is great if somebody really wants to get into detail, and it will be helpful to somebody down the road. But relative to this conditions point.
Right. It gives you the option to say in three lines, you know, we recommend you lift the fire district levy, we recommend you annex the town, we recommend you expand the board to 5 people, and we recommend you figure out a deal with the Outer Islands. Full discussion in chapters X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, mm-hmm. To learn how to do the annexation, see whatever,
later
in the document.
And that allows you to avoid getting bogged down during...
Because otherwise, this chapter gets to be as big as possible.
I agree with Karen, the recommendation has got to be easily understood by the layperson.
And it's direct
and both works.
It allows you to focus on the other things you said, because you gave a great list of things there after that. And it allows the recommendation to shine by not getting bogged down in those mechanics.
Right.
I wrote down the time when you said that, because I'm going to put that in the minutes. It was a really good summary.
Oh, wow.
So.
Apparently.
Can you read about anything brilliant you want to talk about?
You get a plaque at the end of this.
Okay. Oh, good. But we do need to be able to come up with a 60-second spiel on what the recommendation is that doesn't include every step that you have to go through to get there. And the document will include those, but not in the first chapter.
But it needs to, the recommendation needs to, as I think Nathan, this is where I would go, but I think I agree with Nathan, it needs to have some of those bare bones things.
Fully agree.
It's going to be bigger than just one or two sentences as a recommendation, because it's complex.
Oh, absolutely.
How we're going to get there.
Yeah, and there are several moving parts.